Daniel 3, chapter 4, chapter 21, and the matter of the blue earth cultures in my prayer. Daniel 3, chapter 21, my dear Magua, now I am mad for want of the pleasure of seeing you. And just to mitigate this, I have now proceeded to Patrick Ashram in the Himalayas to approach this, as I have been instructed by him. A pure devotee of the Lord, of the sanctity of God, constantly associates with the Lord in the double perception of simultaneous separation and meeting. A pure devotee is not for a moment unengaged. Unengaged in the transcendental service of the Lord. Execution of the Lord's service is the main occupation of pure devotees. Without separation from the Lord is unbearable, and therefore is subject to bhakti-kasha, in obedience to the Lord's order. Because the order of the Lord and the Lord himself are identical. As long as one is engaged in the execution of the order of the Lord, there is no factory separation from it. Translation. My dear Madhura, now I am mad for want of the pleasure of seeing you. To just indicate this, I am now proceeding to Bhaktikashva in the Himalayas for association that I have been instructed by him.
Expressing to be equally great.
Take pleasure in spirit,
even though it's bound to separate from Krishna.
It's constant relation, its association, which shall be constantly remembering his instructions, his activities. And thus it's simultaneously giving that topmost of the pleasures of separation and union. This is a unique gift. But how one can simultaneously situate in union and separation. The nine processes. Devotional service. One can constantly be in association with Krishna and the devotees. And yet, be constantly longing for that situation. Thus, with this tug of war going on, very highly sentient of the moods of devotion will enter into the heart and flood away all misconceptions. When Udala approached Krishna, who was sitting on the vine tree, the Trayavishya was also there. The Trayavishya by chance arrived there. By chance, because he was not on the topmost platform of the universe. But he had great association with those benefits of Vyasadeva. He'd been wandering so long through the various theaters, all the places, and come in contact with devotees, name and again, offering in places in the temples of those develop so much Baptist unity. And thus, by great fortune, came across the doors. Then he got the opportunity to hear the Lord, to hear Krishna speaking with his intimate without that. He got a great opportunity to see their love and reciprocation. And thus his heart was able to be influenced by pure love. If he wasn't able to be influenced by pure bhakti, then Uddhava would not be sending the doer to the police dogs to see Maitreya for the instruction. It's mandalam, mentioned here, pure mandalam, not only mandalam. Place the one who can get association with the Lord and his goals. Thus, you see, Vajrakashram, why? Because at that time, so many great personalities gathered there, headed by Sri Krishna. Krishna wanted them to go there to get their association. And obviously, they get his association. So this mandalam is the very essence of being able to come to this platform. Beautiful. And Maitreya, long time in the northern austerities, he was considered exceptionally learned in Shastras. In fact, he knew the Shastras inside out. And yet, this was the thing which was stopping him being able to enter into the pure God realm of devotion. His knowledge, his believing that yes, I understand the Krishna's. I understand all about the Krishna's. I'm a very learned person. You may perform so many austerities. You may become so learned that you can learn all the slokas of the Bhagavatam by heart. You can't become more intolerant than the tree and void of the sense. We will not be able to enter into that innermost realm of devotional sense. Bhagavan, where the association of the most intimate devotees of the tree, that is where when we can break through the force, illusion, force of life, that I know so much about Krishna. I know so much about the pujas and other activities. Well, we're still so much absorbed in this sadhana bhakti platform. Very necessary for rising up out of the material contamination. We must come to the platform. The right association, pure emotional sense, spontaneous emotional sense. Emotional service is so intense that you're constantly separation in the union and in the union of the separation. And one is in the close association of the Lord. Such a fear to be in the heart that I could lose the association of the Lord with any man. Such an ecstatic mood. When the Lord goes elsewhere and joins, constantly remembering the union. This is the topmost mood. And thus such devotees are known as madmen. In Dwarka, the god was very famous as a madman. He would do all kinds of strange things, especially when Krishna was absent in Dwarka. Sometimes he would go over to the hills close by and spend the whole day studying the dark rain clouds, because they remembered the bodily colour. For the inhabitants of Dwarka, they considered him to be a madman. And yes, this is the platform. We need to come to this stage of transcendental madness. A stage where there is no opportunity to think about anything but Krishna. Stage of always remembering Krishna and never forgetting Krishna. Constantly. The heart will be constantly bursting. The emotions will be constantly coming to the surface. Tears will be flooding out of the eyes. Perspiration through the pores. The hairs. Body in the head and standing on it. Body will be shaking. Pure devotee is always in this state of us. That is on the path of madness. In this world, madness is abominable. Lock him up. And when somebody is mad, we have to lock them up. They're unsafe to himself and everyone else. But that's the devotees want to come to that state. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he returned from Gaya, after he had taken initiation, and he returned back to another people. Mahasachi was very much worried about him. What is wrong with my son? He always shedding tears, always banging his head against the walls. Saliva comes from his mouth. Sometimes he's rolling around in the courtyard. Sometimes he just starts screaming out the names of God. Brought many doctors to look at him. They all prescribe that there's disturbance in his life force. The Srivastava came there to visit. Mahasachi inquired from him, "Could you please tell me what is wrong with you? Your son." Yes. He said, "I find nothing wrong with your son. He's perfectly normal. He's simply absorbed in remembrance of Krishna." After that, Brahma goes to us and at all. Now you have said this I am saying, but you have also said that I was mad, and I would not have known what to. So this stage we need to come to. Mandalam. To the circle of devotees. Not to offend the devotees. To serving the devotees. To hearing from them. To engaging in discourses with them. And practicing all the forms of devotion. Activities which are mentioned in the next portion. Because Vaishnava and Krishna have changed the day. Simultaneously, one Rupa Goswami has pointed out that all of the practices, devotional service, and we render to the Vaishnavas. And wash their food, offer them food stuff, wash their feet, fan them, carry them to pelicans, of all kinds. Krishna becomes so many more times. This mandalam, this manifest in the form of the system, which is Prabhupada's desire and association with devotees. Where they put together Vishnu Krishna consciousness, but also they could practice loving activities of devotion. A business is not to become my abundance. We have to learn to open our hearts to the Lord, to share our Krishna conscious experiences, engage in service, and then very quickly that goal of transcendental madness will be achieved. Topmost touchstone. Association with Vaishnava. Nothing comes anywhere near. So much so that the Bhagavan explained that there can be no comparison. There can't be compared to anything. The opportunity to associate with Vaishnava. Because there is nothing in the free world, nothing in the spiritual world, which has any comparison. And equally potent, when we attend the Vaishnava. The heart become covered, the mind, the intelligence, will all become covered. And we slip away from the oceans. We start to lose interest. Chanting would have become a ritualistic practice. Until one day we wonder, why am I chanting? Why am I here? Why don't I just go back into the material world and do something useful? Today is a full moon day. After today, day by day, digits in terms of darkness. When there is Vaishnava blood, devotional service becomes eclipsed in the same way. The only answer for Vaishnava class is to engage in the service of the Vaishnavas. When Gopal Chakra had offended Shivas Thakur, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him,
not in millions and millions and millions of lifetimes,
you will suffer and suffer and suffer, and no one will be able to see. Gopal Chakra begged him, but please, something. He said, the only way you can be forgiven is by falling at the feet of Vaishnava to move you. So he went to Shivas Thakur, and Shivas Thakur gave the Shivas Thakur gave him the instruction, and now you must constantly glorify the Vaishnavas. And actually that Gopal Chakra, his proper name I can't remember, he wrote a very important book, Vaishnava Vandana. And in there, he glorified all the various Vaishnava associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hundreds and hundreds. And thus, he became free from the Vaishnava class and became absorbed in remembering the activities of the Vaishnavas. And when we remember the activities of the Vaishnavas, and automatically remember Krishna. Because the activities of the Vaishnavas are centered around Krishna. Just see Uddhava and Guru are seated on the bank of the Yamuna by themselves, and yet they're very much interested in their activities. Why? Because they're constantly talking about Krishna. One to find Krishna is there in the heart of the Vaishnavas. And he is most intimate, pure. You want to satisfy Krishna, please the Vaishnavas, serve the Vaishnavas. Krishna becomes self-satisfied. Even the demons know this. Kamsa. He wanted to drive Krishna. What did he do? He disturbed the Vaishnavas. He disturbed the devotees. He stopped all yajnas, all worship. Stopped all gathering of the Vaishnavas. Krishna is available through the Vaishnavas experience wherever the Vaishnavas are gathered. Bhagavatam again and again is giving this most important essence of the instructions. Associate with the Vaishnavas. Not just be there. They're not stones or trees. Not just be there, but actually learn how to associate. Because this is the opportunity to learn how to become a person. And only a person with feelings, with sentiments, can return to Bhagavad. When he turns to the lotus of his garden, when he in person can cry and remember, by the association with Vaishnavas, we'll learn how to guide Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. not surprised. And one has lost something, becomes absorbed in trying to find that. Time of distress, tears come from the eyes, from anxiety. Oh my, such and such beloved has died. Such and such thing has been lost. Oh my, world has come to an end. And that has become perfectly absorbed. So much so that others cannot budge us from that situation. This is what we need to come to. We need to become absorbed. God is quite frankly telling Vidura that I'm going mad. Constantly remembering my Lord again and again. Constantly meditating on his instructions. Thus the mind and the senses are all acting at the same time. Remembering the Lord's form, remembering the smell, remembering his instructions. Transcendental sound, remembering the taste of the shard, touch, body, all going on simultaneously, when the senses are dragged in so many ways. The man, the mind is still in the dream. These are not just stories, just attainable to certain persons. Or even Shiva's battles, Muslim Taylor, just by seeing Mahaprabhu went mad, started dancing ecstatically, shouting again and again, I've seen, I've seen, I've seen. Why? Because we had an association with Shiva's. It was allowed entry into the mandalam. Yes, so many people come into the mandalam every day. And God will never be. But if I don't get to enter into the association, and they will not get to rise to the platform of transcendental matters. Emotional service really is not something very difficult. It's a natural inclination of the soul. Unfortunately, we've been associated for so long with the unknown. Developing so many vulnerable moods and practices, somehow the impossible is taking place. Transcendental soul has become attached to temporary ignorance. Now, if we have any self-interest whatsoever, in our own welfare, we must enter deeply into the association of actions. We must endeavor for it 24 hours a day. The process has been given. Problem is mine. It's nominally Dharma, the most merciful of all dharmas, the most merciful place, the Haridwar, my voice. Haridwar because it's the entrance point. We are able to enter into the eternal pastimes. Navati is the full manifestation of the mental process of devotional service. But it's really not something that we practice alone. Let's learn how to practice in association with others. That is the problem seeking. Life of Srila Prabhupada. Could have sat here in India. But no, he knew that he had to share and he had to form society, mandalam. The Vaishnava could come together. Practice devotional service in all of its limbs. By associating together, by disciplining, that mandalam will become bigger and bigger and stronger and stronger. There will be no doubt whatsoever that anyone who becomes absorbed in that mandalam would go back to God. Without any separate endeavor, without any wasting of time of trying to become the cleverest or the most austere, simply by becoming absorbed in these nine processes of devotional service. Chintamani stone is here. So we have to come and find it. We don't have to look anywhere else. Things are not going forward for Western. We have to understand that I myself am not becoming absorbed. And we're not becoming absorbed. We must engage in some other from activity which is detrimental in steady progress. Some activity which is not constantly causing us to always remember it. And that's another thing. So if we're having such difficulty, then we must enter into the association. More deeply with the Vaishnavas. And thus we can become wrapped up in Krishna Chaitanya Sankirtan. And ultimately it won't matter that we're sitting here in Mayapur, New York City, in the hellish planets. Because once we're wrapped up remembering Krishna, that place will come in God. Let us try to take full shelter of the Srimad Bhagavatam and really understand it, not analytically, not trying by cleverly remember so many stories from Puranas and places, by actually understanding the discussions and the activities. What is going on in the body? Because this is the cream of all literatures. This is the essence. This is the literature which is known from Jalada and Krishna. This is the literature which came from Goloka Vrindavan. None of the others have come from there. Any of the others mean to say the Puranas, the Itihasas, Mahabharata, the Ramayana. Of course many of the No son of Christ had come from that country.
When Uddha was sitting with Krishna, Madhura, Krishna gave Amei Vaishnavi 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 We tell you to be not to be loved.
He gave me that the four slokas, six slokas of Bhagavatam. Previously he had given them to Lord Brahma. But when he gave them to Uddhava, he explained the very innermost secrets. Lord of Bhagavatam, because Uddhava was on that path. Being able to understand the mood of the topmost of all these things. Just see how this Bhagavatam is progressing deeper and deeper and deeper. Don't try to swim. Don't try to be a great try to become absorbed and drowned in this massive ocean. No one can give any classes to help up everyone gathered here with us. All in the unlimitedly merciful Dharma covered. Association of Vaishnavas, discussing the Srimad Bhagavatam, in advance of the Ganga Yamuna. Nothing could be better. Nothing could be better. Now it is our business to drown in this great ocean, die so deep.
Then slowly the
extending of understanding of Krishna consciousness, the difficulties within the deep within the heart. Kali Sundar, by associating with the qualified Vaishnavas, by their association, even without realizing what seems to be a great disturbance within our heart, we just receive it. We may want to analyze this, but it's beyond the scope of analyzation. Because one is engaging in transcendental activity, association, then the material disappears, and everything becomes vicious. So yes, you want to enter deep into the association. But we have to enter with caution also, that we're actually associating with genuine Vaishnavas. We can understand Vaishnavas, we want to take Krishna. We want to discuss about Krishna. We want to engage in Krishna's service amongst the Vaishnavas. So as we see that such a Vaishnava is there, then we start to enter deeper in discussing the activities of the Vaishnavas, the activities of the Lord. And then we can start to reveal our own misunderstandings, our own concerns. And we can start to see how they are. Just disappear like a mist in the morning in the sunrise. Is it a difficult process? No. Going on every day throughout the material and spiritual lives. People are associating with each other, people are eating together, exchanging gifts, revealing their mood. But according to whom you associate, come like that. So we all know how to associate. Just have to learn how to associate with Vaishnavas. Of course, we've associated so many times with different living entities in the material realm and been cheated again and again and again and again and again. And this is the barrier. Fear of being cheated. You must once again develop faith and trust to be able to enter into the association of Vaishnavas. And it is genuine Vaishnavas. First aspect of genuine Vaishnava, that he's in a bona fide sampradaya. That he's connected to genuine Vaishnavas. You can't always tell. I'm going to tell you, many Bhutanans dressed up very nicely. The only way you can tell is by starting the process of association. By giving a shot, giving a shot. And slowly you can understand what this person's action. At least endeavoring to always be engaged in Krishna's service. As you see that the person is constantly criticizing Vaishnavas, trying to find mundane logical arguments about every aspect of philosophy, then you don't want to develop that person's association any further. If they do the shot, you always do that. You don't want to enter more deeply. Of course, you want to show mercy on such a person. So we'll give them the shot, we'll give them the opportunity to engage in Krishna's service. But we have to search out those Vaishnavas who are without propensities to be constantly criticizing Vaishnavas. It is only your desire to glorify the Vaishnavas, the devotional service, So he asks this question, but if you're becoming a banker, and you want to learn more about banking, then obviously you go to someone who knows about banking, and you'd associate with them. You wouldn't go to some pauper on the street, because obviously he has no idea. Himself has no idea. It's not some mysterious thing how to associate with people, how to see them to associate. It depends what we want. Because we're naturally attracted to such persons who want the same thing as us. So we want to be very shallow and not dive into the full ocean of what she says. And we will move towards Vaishnavas with a similar mentality. We want to spend our whole day discussing the glories of material nature. And that's what we'll do. We'll seek out such persons. Such person who seek us. But if we want to be absorbed in Krishna, then we seek out situation of persons who are absorbed in Krishna.